En Philippe Saint-Papier heeft die zo'n keer te zeggen, dit is 0106-2026, dictation is voor Connie Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer spells O-P-P-E-N-H-E-I-M-E-R. Connie spells C-O-N-N-I-E. Date of birth is 03-10-1947. This is a 78-year-old female here with cough, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 7 days or so, but it's gotten worse in the last 2 days. She says she's been using over-the-counter medication without improvement. Decided to come in today because cough is not productive of yellow sputum. And it reports chills and myalgia, period. Next paragraph, review of system. She reports runny nose. The discharge from her nose is also yellow. And next line, she denies travel history, denies weight loss, denies bloody sputum in her cough, period. Next paragraph. The patient reports runny nose, period. And next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed compared to last visit, no changes period in this paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented, in mild distress, vital signs are as follows, O2 sat is 96% of room air, blood pressure is 109 over 66, pulse 88, respiration 18, temperature 97.2 period in this paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort, she has expiratory crackles slash ronchi, worse on the right lower lobe, period. No use of accessory muscles. Patient speaks in full sentences. No accessory muscle use. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period, next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no peripheral edema, negative home on sign, period, no calf, tendonitis, palpation, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert, oriented times 3, cranial nerves, 2 times normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute pneumonia, number 2, cardiomegaly. Number 3, cough. Number 4, acute rhinitis, period. Next paragraph. A chest x-ray was done at clinic today. A chest x-ray show haziness slash infiltrate in the right lower lobe. Next line, cardiac silhouette is enlarged. Open parenthesis, patient says she has a long history of hypertension and is aware of her cardiac issue, period. Close parenthesis. Next paragraph, the following tests were done, flu, strep, correction, flu and COVID, both tests were negative. Next paragraph, patient received the following medication while in the clinic today, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM, lincomycin, 300 milligrams IM, albuterol and Atrovent nebulizer times 1. She was observed in clinic for approximately 10 to 15 minutes, then reevaluated, she reports much improvement. Says she's comfortable going home. She's feeling better. She was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if her symptoms does not get better within 24 hours, period. The patient says she understands and will comply. She's accompanied by her sister who stated that she goes to the doctor with her sister because of memory issue and she remembers everything. And she says she will take her to the emergency room in the event she gets worse, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication, moxifloxacin, 400 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 5 days, number 5. Next medication, albuterol, 2.5/3 mL. She will use 1 vial or 3 mL TID PRN with home nebulizer. She was given 1 box. Next medication, nebulizer machine with tubing and mask, number 1 each. To be used at home, next medication, Tessalon, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, patient was given Diflucan, 150 milligrams, in event she develops yeast infection. She indicated whenever she takes antibiotics, she gets a yeast infection, period. Next paragraph, patient was advised to increase fluids, definitely to go to the emergency room. She's where she said she was advised not to come to this clinic, but go straight to the emergency room. She says she understand. Echo was done today. Echo revealed an EF of 57. Next paragraph. Patient and sister was given the opportunity to ask questions. They said they have none. They're comfortable being discharged. Strict return precautions were given. End of dictation.